You think you can carry this, Congressman?
I think I'm going to have this fight, and I think what people are going to know at the end of the process, we have a vice president who exudes a level of arrogance and unaccountability to the American people that thinks he's above the law, and we are going to take this to him and understand that there are consequences to an argument. Look, think about this. Every eighth grader who graduated from school with a class in social studies believing that the vice president was a member of the executive branch has to be retaught U.S. history because of the vice president's legal argument.
Well, the irony is he doesn't have any authority under the Constitution. All his authority comes, obviously, as an appointee of the president. The vice president simply gets to preside over the Senate, and he gets to succeed the president under the 23rd Amendment. But all the authority he has is given to him by George Bush. Do you think it's right for this president to give so much authority to someone besides himself?
Well, first of all, do I think it's right? Look, the president makes a decision how he wants to listen to the counsel of his vice president. He's the commander in chief. He makes a decision. This is the most powerful vice president, and the president structured it that way. What I do think is you have a person who is acting and conducting himself as he's unaccountable. And as you said in the earlier case, when he was able to withhold the information from the energy meetings he had with big oil companies and executives there, he invoked executive privilege. The position of the vice president is a member of the executive branch. And yet on this recent case, he's now saying he's a member of the legislative branch. You cannot do that just based on convenience. There are rules and laws that apply.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who wins this fight, Congressman.
My point is, you have to pick your office, and then we'll decide how those rules apply. But you don't just cherry pick them when it's convenient.
Okay, it's going to be interesting to see, Congressman. You're a smart guy. You know the legislative branch. You know the executive branch. Who wins, you or him? I'm betting on Cheney, because the guy never loses. Ever a fight. He wins every bureaucratic fight you and I have ever seen him fight. And this time you're up against him. You got to get a lot of votes to beat this guy.
You forgot one other person in this, one other entity in this thing, and that's the American people.
Okay, we'll watch and see if they get involved in this. Somehow they seem to overlook this character. Anyway, thank you very much.